the rest of the story. This was Eduardo San Juan's big chance. Steady money, respectability, and what was he doing? He was scrounging around the junkyards of Huntsville, Alabama. His purpose is the rest of the story. Eduardo was a native of the Philippines. He came to the United States in 1955, intended just to visit, but decided to stay. Should have been relatively easy for Eduardo to find a job, but it was practically impossible. He kept insisting that he was good with his brains and with his hands. He had worked in his father's machine shop since the age of 8. He knew about things like metal crafting and stressing, but prospective employers were more interested in the fact that Eduardo was not an American citizen, and thus began weeks and then months and then years of frustration. It was not all roaming the streets. He once managed to find a draftsman job, $2.25 an hour. That lasted 6 months. And then Eduardo was scouring the want ads again. But then a wonderful thing happened. In 1962, Eduardo was in Huntsville, Alabama, and there was a company in town, this firm, which was hiring people who had no experience in the field. And the reason was that the field was so brand new that nobody had any experience in it. So Eduardo applied, and he was hired. Promptly, he was given several projects to work on, even a budget of $3,900. That was a dream come true. The opportunity of a lifetime. And what did Eduardo do? He took all of the money, every cent of the budget intended to finance many projects, put it all into one project, literally a pile of junk. A pile of junk. Folks would ask Eduardo what was he doing at his new job. He was building something, he said. You've seen things like it in the funny papers. Cartoon inventions comprised of a lot of unrelated items. You know, you call them contraptions. Well, people around the dumps and the scrap yards and the army surplus stores where Eduardo found his materials began referring to him as the junk man. And yet to Eduardo, the marvelous mechanical monstrosity made of, listen to this, made of old umbrellas and bicycle handlebars and automobile hubcaps and scrap aluminum, this was his finest achievement. This was the monument by which the world would always remember him, and he was right. He was right. For when the project was complete, and Eduardo San Juan wheeled his mobile scrap heap before his employers, they immediately recognized the value of his accomplishment. For some, when they see a junkyard, they see only junk. Others look at all that stuff and envision a phoenix arising from ashes, the hidden magnificence emerging from obsolescence. It was Eduardo's design, you see, which was accepted by Marshall Space Laboratories in Huntsville, ultimately by our National Aeronautics and Space Administration. And you already have an indelible picture in your mind of the lunar Land Rover, which enabled astronauts to explore the surface of the moon. High tech, you always thought? Well, I guess that's so. Only now you know that was just Eduardo's assembled junk. That is the rest of the story.